Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 17th, 2011, episode 274, sponsored by EZSignsOnline.com. Good morning, Horse World.
Good morning.
It's Thursday.
Kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
Well, you know, Glenn, it's just going to be one of those days. It's just such a busy day in Hollywood that I can't keep up with all this. You know, I'm trying to do a horse radio show. And what I used to focus on when I did regular radio was the Hollywood entertainment. And today I'm going to mash them up. I'm going to do a little Hollywood on the horses show.
You're not going to talk about Kim Kardashian, are you?
No, and I'm definitely not going to be talking about Max getting voted off Dancing with the Stars because Hope is such a little hussy that she can't keep her mouth shut. She has to go running her mouth and talking about how Carrie Ann and Alva is such a bad judge and how they just completely tried to get her off the show 100 times. I'm not going to talk about that either.
Okay, how about you're not going to talk about I heard that who's doing really well this year on Dancing with the Stars? Ricky Lake, right? I heard she's doing really well.
Well, Glenn, Ricky Lake is doing well because of one thing. She dances with Derek. Okay? I mean, Derek is like my mom and I. Like, my mom says it's a son she never had, and I just think he's adorable. So Derek is her partner, and Derek always seems to be in the top spots. The other one doing well is Rob Kardashian. Surprise, surprise. He just keeps improving. And then the third still there is JR. He's the guy that was on the soap opera that was also the veteran. So he's doing awesome, too. But you remember Ricky Lake actually danced, and I didn't realize this, in the movie Hairspray. So she can dance back then.
Has she lost some weight during the show?
Oh, dramatically. Yeah, she looks amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So... That's not what you wanted to talk about.
I was going to say, well, that's you pushed it out of me, the DWTS recap. And next week is the finals, so we may have to have a little audio about who the winner of Dancing with the Stars is. Again, people, do I like the fact that I watch this show? Not so much. But my mother watches it, and we talk about it all the time. So it's something to talk to my mom about. So that's why I watch it. Yeah, right.
Yeah. You have no interest in it. You're doing it for your mother.
I do it for my mom. And my husband hates it. Oh, Chad hates it. He's like, oh, God, is this on again? Again? And it's always on during Monday Night Football. And he just, oh, again? Seriously? Can we just, no, please, not tonight.
Now, I like American Idol, but Jennifer watches it only because I do, but she tolerates it. That's about it. But I do like American Idol. I've always watched. We've watched that for it's almost the beginning.
Yeah. Well,
but then you know, all that.
Well, you've got another crappy list today, and it's not even really a list that you're going to go over, Glenn. It's more of like really stupid quotes, and I read through a couple of them, and we're going to get to it, but the one that I actually found one a little offensive, okay? A little offensive, and my little horse nation here is going to stick up for me because one of the offensive quotes is, few girls are as well shaped as a good horse. What? What do you want from us? We need to be skinny. We need to have big butts. Now I need to look like a horse. I can't keep up.
And I don't know who, do you know who the person is that said that, Hannah Arndt? Do you know who that is?
I don't know who any of these people are.
Hannah Arndt is a, let me see here, a German-American theorist. Well, there you go. No idea.
I don't really care. I don't really care who she is, honestly. I found your quote offensive, and I just thought you should know that. I know, too, that maybe, but let's get to, I want to get to the Daily Winnie, so let's go to Jennifer, because I'm pretty sure you're going to offend us all again.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. It's my goal on Thursdays.
Jennifer, what is
actually,
coming Jennifer up on
is today's
show?
Jennifer's on the phone with someone, so why don't I just go right to the Daily Winnies, and then she can tell us what's coming on.
Okay.
Because I can't wait. You know, that quote you just said, let's repeat that again, because there are exceptions to every rule. The quote was, few girls are as well-shaped as a good horse. Well, that... there are exceptions to every quote, and the lead university's equestrian team is the exception to that, because I'll tell you why I know that. Because I've seen most of them almost naked. And how have I seen most of them almost naked? Because they did a very lovely calendar. I give my Daily Winnie to the lead university, which I think is in England someplace, Equestrian Society, because they did an almost naked calendar for the benefit of charity. And let me tell you, you know how we talked about the eventing calendar that they did of the almost naked British eventers over there? And, you know, it was okay, but it was mostly the older British eventers and everything. It was okay. This one's boarding on Playboy, and it comes highly approved from the America's Horse Husband. I highly approve this. Just saying. It is a lovely calendar. They're hoping to raise money for a charity, the Otley and District Riding for the Disability charity, and they're hoping to raise $1,000 selling these. And something cool happened. One of the military units that is the British military units that is stationed in Afghanistan for a tour of 6 months, Company A, 5th Battalion, the Rifles, got in touch with them and said they saw the articles about it, and they were very excited, and they really wanted some of the calendars, so the girls sent signed calendars and letters to bid to boost their morale. Well, let me tell you, this would boost any guy's morale. That is for certain. So, Jamie, for Christmas, I have this calendar on my list, so could you please just order one and have it sent to me? Thank you very much to the girls from the Leeds University Equestrian Society. Jennifer probably will not post a link to this because she's disgusted right now. So if you want to look it up, just Google it, you'll find it. And for all the guys out there, it is worth checking out every month of this calendar. Just saying.
This is racy, okay? This is racy, and these girls
are
too young.
Hey, this is art. It's art.
It's art. These girls are wearing nothing but riding boots and underwear, and very small underwear at that, and that is it. Oh, my God. I can't even look at these pictures. You know what pictures like this do to women like me? Makes me feel fat. Because these girls are so tiny.
You're about 5'2" and weigh 80 pounds. What are you talking about?
Good try. You're very sweet. My Daily Winnie, I have two. All right, my first Daily Winnie. Hold on, I got to get the little audio thing here ready. Oh, where is it? I need the applause.
Okay.
Get the applause ready.
I got it.
Okay.
Yep, I'm ready.
Today's first Daily Winnie goes to none other than People's Sexiest Man of the Year, Bradley Cooper. Yes, People announced their Sexiest Man of the Year, and Bradley Cooper of the movies, you know, The Hangover, he was in The A-Team, not that that was his best movie, but he was in The Hangover, he's just not that into you, oh, he I mean, personally, I find him hideous. He's just horrible looking. Oh, God. I'll tell my husband that if you ask. But he is, like, ridiculously good looking. And he, congratulations, won People's Sexiest Man of the Year. And he said that
I have to kind of agree with you. You know how you said when you look at that calendar, you feel fat? Well, when I look at him, I feel ugly. So I totally agree. He is a good-looking guy, and I'm saying that as a guy.
At least he's got clothes on, okay?
I'm sure you could find some pictures without clothes on if you really looked hard there, Jamie.
Okay, I'm going to spend the rest of my day doing that. all right, so my next Daily Winnie. I told you I'm keeping today all Hollywood all the time because my next Daily Winnie goes out to none other than Justin Bieber. Why, you ask? Justin Bieber's paternity suit, remember the girl was, I don't know, we didn't talk about this on the show, but I'm sure you heard about it, was there was that girl who was like suing him because she said that they did it after a concert backstage and that she left pregnant with his baby and now his baby's 3 months old. And this whole thing has rocked the Bieber camp. Oh my God, OMG, they've been freaking out. So Justin Bieber's baby mama has gone away. Bieber said, I will take that paternity test, and then I will turn around and I will sue you for everything you have. And guess what? She went away. Good for Justin. He was unfairly accused.
Well, I will say this. If you ever request a Justin song when you use up some of your song credits the rest of the year, I will not play it. So just say it.
What? Oh, Justin Bieber songs?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I'm not going to request that. It's not going to happen. It's fine. but congrats, Justin.
I have to say this. Susan Nelson just posted on her page. Do you remember yesterday I played a gopher song, a really funny gopher song for you at the beginning of the show, and I didn't catch that there was a dirty word in it, and you know, I apologized after because I didn't catch the dirty word. And it was Susan Nelson, of course. Everybody who is a regular listener of the show knows who Susan Nelson is because Susan Nelson will correct anything that we do wrong. She is like the encyclopedia of horses in the morning. Well, apparently Susan decided to go back and take a listen, and this is what she said. I listened to yesterday's song, and Glenn, you need to stand in the corner with a bar boy in your mouth like Ralphie in The Christmas Story.
Yes, Glenn played a song that dropped the F-bomb on the show.
I didn't catch it until after. The whole other song was fine. And then when I listened to it on the show, the problem with doing a live show is I couldn't go, oh, take it back, edit that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, drops the F-bomb in the middle of the song. And afterwards is like, oops. I meant to edit that. I'm so sorry about that. Did you go back and edit it for the one that you're going to put up on the website forever?
No, because then now everybody today is running back to listen to yesterday's beginning of the show so they can hear their...
Why not?
Sorry about that, everybody. Fortunately, we're not regulated by the FCC, so I don't think they can sue me for less money.
But yeah, anyway. I know. I just worked very hard.
I feel bad. We work hard to keep our shows very clean. And I think that's the first swear word in 1,600 episodes that's gotten through. And it happened to be in a very funny song about gophers. Let's go right now to our first guest today, who's very proud now to be on the show after this last conversation. And I'm sure she's thrilled that she is our newest sponsor. And that she's probably going to hang up and cancel after Jamie and I this morning. But let's say hi to her anyway, just in case she's still there. And good morning, Jenny Paisley. How are you?
I'm excellent, Glenn and Jamie. How are you guys?
Good. So you're not canceling. You're still okay with doing some advertising with us? So just checking.
I think you're funny. This is great.
Okay, good. Okay. I was a little concerned there for a minute. Hey, it's all, you know, Jamie, I cannot control her. She's totally out of control. I am so glad that I am the steady force on this show, Jenny.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, everyone needs one of those.
Yeah, you believe that. All right, Jenny, I am so glad to have you on, and we want to thank you for becoming the newest sponsor here on Horses in the Morning. You have a really cool website I want you to tell everybody about, but first tell us a little about you. You're a horse person from what part of the country?
Well, I was raised in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, and I've been showing hunter jumpers all my life, which has actually taken me all over the country, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Colorado. And it's just been a passion of mine that I've enjoyed, and I've shown through indoors myself, and then I've trained people through indoors, and then I became a judge. So I'm in it.
you're a hunter jumper judge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I saw in your bio that it says you have four big R's. What does that mean?
Well, in the USEF, you have to, the little R is for judging smaller B shows and small A shows, and then the big R, you continue your education until they accredit you to judge any shows. So it takes a little work to get this, you know, your big R's, and I have them in hunters, hunter seed equitation, hunter breeding, and jumpers.
There's a lot of different judging in this world.
There is.
And there's so many different shows. And I think, what led you then to want to create this website? Was it because you became a judge and saw a challenge out there?
Yes, it actually was. And the USEF publishes a book, but it only lists that you have the big R's. It doesn't say anything about you. It doesn't really let people know your history. And so I thought, wouldn't it be nice if the managers had a place to go and take a look at us newbies and learn a little more about how we were trained and, you know, just have a better way to make a decision on hiring us, because it is kind of hard to get into the system until you're in the system. So this was my idea, that find a judge would be a win-win for everybody. The members, which are the judges or the people that work at shows, can pay to be a member, and then the managers can go look for free. So it wouldn't hurt them to come and check out our website and find people for their horse shows.
Well, I love it. I got to say, I haven't heard the accent since I lived east of Cleveland, Ohio, so it's nice to hear. It's taken me back. But you mentioned that you grew up riding in the indoors, and the reason, I don't know much about the Hunter Jumper Show, and I'm pretty sure that I'm getting this wrong, but the reason you rode in the indoors is because Cleveland, Ohio has the god-awfulest weather I've ever been in. My God, the snow. It snowed from August till July, okay? Brutal. How do you deal with that riding horses? I only made it one winter.
Well, we did use indoor rings for practicing, but the indoors I was referring to was Madison Square Garden and Harrisburg and the final shows. So I apologize for not being specific there.
No, so I knew what you were talking about.
They were our goal. They were our final goal of the year. So,
man, you just—it's just a tough place to ride horses up there. At least it was for me. I'm from Georgia, and then it snowed 3 feet one day, and I was like, "I can't go anywhere." And everybody's like, "Oh no, you just go on. You go to work." But I called work, and I'm like, "I can't come." They're like, "Yes, you can." It's just snow. I'm like, I don't know how to drive in snow. I don't even have four-wheel drive.
Well, I guess, guess I should be specific. I live in New Mexico now.
Well, there you go. You've got more of your weather in Arizona. It's at findajudge.com, and it's really a place if you're running especially a smaller horse show, and you're trying to put a horse show on, it's a place you can go, and you can find judges in your area to come judge. And I like it because it does include the bio. You learn a little bit about the judge. It's not just a name, because, judges are, I don't know how to say this, judges are very important to a horse show, because your entrants go away with either a good feeling about what has happened, even if they get a crappy score. If the judge is nice and you got a good judge who, especially like in dressage, where there's the notes and everything, you know, that means a lot to whether a person wants to come back, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. It's incredibly important to the judge for the horse show. It can also make the horse show not run well if I don't get my paperwork done on time and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's very important to have a good judge at your horse show. And people do work at it for their whole livelihood. So we kind of keep practicing and trying to get better at our jobs. So, it was just something I thought that'd be fun to help everybody meet each other. And then as I started it mainly for judges, but then it's grown now to all the secretaries, the people that work in the office, your ring crew. So anybody that works at a horse show is, can be found on Find a Judge.
Well, that's
and
perfect.
How many
that
people do you have, sorry, Glenn, how many people do you have listed right now on the website? Like, when did this kick off? Is it, are we still trying to get people to sign up?
I have 150 plus members now, and I hope it to grow way bigger than that. I'm heavy in the hunter jumper world, but I want it to grow in all the other disciplines also. So that's where I'm working on my marketing now, is to get into the Western and the Arabians and everybody. So I want it to be an all encompassing website.
I think it's great because, you know, you can go and you can search for a judge. Say, I've got a Hackney Pony Show. You've got that on there. You know, you've got hunters, jumpers, Morgans, roadsters, saddlebreds, all the way down to dressage and eventing and even specific breed judges like Arabian judges and Frisian and Andalusian. So I think you're definitely encompassing everything. And this is going to be a great resource for everybody who puts on a horse show, looks for a judge, does any of that, and for judges to get work, you know?
Right. That's why I started it, for me to get more work. I also want to make a note, if I've missed any categories, I will add them.
Okay.
I'm finding out how big this horse world is, and I still have a lot to learn myself. So anybody needs a new category, call me up. I'll put it on.
Hey, Jenny, when we started this morning show, an hour and a half every day, people said to us, what are you going to talk about? You're going to run out of things to talk about. We've been doing it for a year now, almost 300 episodes, and we still are amazed at the new things we're learning that happen in the horse world. So you're not alone in that.
It is amazing.
So, it is huge. All right, it's findajudge.com. And yes, you want to go check it out. And, you know, we tried to do a couple little horse shows when we had our farm way back. And that was one of the hardest things, and that was even before the Internet. So finding a judge back then was hard. But today,
right,
still, I have friends that judge little events and stuff, and they get calls all the time because people are, you know, at the last minute, their judge canceled out or whatever. I think it's a great service. Findajudge.com, and this is a classic example, Jamie, of somebody who saw a need and decided to get it done and fill it. So good job with that, Jenny.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, Jenny. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great life. Talk to you later.
Talk to you soon.
And that's Jenny from findajudge.com, and we thank her for her sponsorship of Horses in the Morning. Hey, there was an Aussie equestrian rider that received a pretty good award there, Jamie. And it's the FEI's Against All Odds Award was just done. And this was given to an Australian. And as you know, we have lots of Australian listeners. Now our number two country in terms of listeners that listen to all of our shows. And it was Australian rider Meg Wade. She's an endurance rider. And she was one of the world's leading endurance riders, winning 2,500-mile events. And then she had a fall in April of 2009, which left her with a brain injury and in a coma. She had post-traumatic amnesia. She spent 255 days in the hospital. Well, Wade rode a horse again in November of last year for the first time since her fall. And in October, she completed a 5K celebrity trail ride, endurance ride, as part of the Australian National Endurance Championship. So she is back to riding after spending 255 days in the hospital. Her driver's license has been reinstated, and I can't think of anybody that probably deserves this award more. So she got the FEI Against All Odds Award, and she needs this.
Yeah, she deserves that applause a little more than Bradley Cooper. Good for her. Speaking of awards, heading over to Europe, they named their Horse of the Year, and it's the Cartier European Horse of the Year, and it was not Goldakova. I was pulling for Goldakova, but then you realize that they gave it to Judmont Farms' undefeated winner, Frankel. You know, we've talked about Frankel a lot because he, our friends from Horse and Country TV come on and have talked about him, and she went over to go watch him run, and he's undefeated. He was the champion at 2-year-old, and now he's the champion 3-year-old, and he has won the Cartier. Well, I don't know what so he won the Cartier European Horse of the Year, but sorry, I read this at the same time. They also have the Cartier Daily Telegraph Award of Merit and went to the trainer Barry Hills. That is not Horse of the Year at all. The Telegraph Award of Merit. Wow. That's a big deal, I think.
All right.
I don't know.
And on another note, I have to talk to you about, you know, I know you grew up in Georgia, didn't you?
Yes.
What county?
I grew up in a county inside Atlanta called DeKalb County.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, did you know there's a big saddle business in DeKalb County?
DeKalb. And no, I did not know that there was a big saddle business there. The only tack shops were up in Alpharetta, so there was nothing in DeKalb.
Well, it appears that a particular saddle that was being shipped to, how do you say it? Don't you say the L? It's D-E-K-A-L-B.
There's no L.
Huh?
Pretend it's not there.
No L?
DeKalb.
That's a southern thing. So anyway, they were shipping the saddle to DeKalb County, came across the Mexican border, and apparently the customs inspectors scented a little bit of the white powder inside the saddle. So they decided to set up a sting called Operation Urban Cowboy, and they tracked the saddle as it's made its way to a DeKalb County store. Well, they set up a little sting there and discovered that there was, are you ready for this, $500,000 worth of cocaine stuffed into the
What?
There's you know, when you want to go and you want to bring your saddle and you want to get it reflocked, well, there is a way to reflock your saddle. Let me tell you. I wonder how soft that is.
Okay, $500,000. Would they just take the saddle tree out and fill it in, like pump cocaine in there?
They actually had a picture of them taking apart the saddle, and what they had done is the tree, when everything was still there, they'd taken all the stuffing out of the inside of the saddle, and they stuffed it full of 5 kilograms of cocaine, $500,000 worth.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Arrested a man and his female companion. So I was just wondering if you knew them, if you went to school with them, if they were good buddies of yours. You know, because obviously they were in the horse business.
Well, okay, I've just found the story. And do they give the names of the people who were arrested? Because that would be pretty funny.
You know, I can't find it here. They don't seem to give the names of the people that are arrested. I just figure that you probably got a call yesterday and said, oh, did you know who got arrested? Or saw it on Facebook.
You know what's really sad is the people that I know that I have gotten those phone calls about are still in jail. So I probably didn't know these people because the other people I know that are already in jail. But it does say the store owner, Raj Sean. So no, I don't remember going to school with the store owner. But there is a high potential that I did go to school with the people that are both charged with drug trafficking. So we'll keep you up to date on that.
Okay. Good.
So proud. So proud of my hometown. Way to go, DeKalb. Oh, God. I'm so, yeah, that's great. Are you there? I thought I lost internet for a second. It got really quiet. Well, just to let it. Okay, thank you, Jennifer. It just got so quiet all of a sudden. Well, I'm going to ask you a pop quiz question, Jennifer.
Oh, no, pressure.
Just pop quiz. Where do you think that the horse is most likely to get hurt? In the entire world, riding, competing, trailering, pasture, and the stall, of all the places that a horse can get hurt, where do you think is the most common?
Horse trailer.
It is not the horse trailer.
Oh, really?
Not the horse trailer.
Turned out in the pasture.
You are absolutely correct. first of all, they did a study, and it is a study done in England, and they're saying that 40% of the horses that they took for the study, 652 randomly selected horse owners from Northwest England, Midland, Wales, all of these horses had, these people had horses aged 15 and younger. So out of the 652 horses, check this out, 40% of those horses in the survey had had a traumatic injury within the past year. That's 40% a traumatic injury. Only 13% of those injuries occurred when ridden. So only 13% of that 40% actually gotten hurt when they were being ridden. 62% of the injuries were when the horses were turned out.
I believe that because if you think about it, Jennifer, all the horse injuries that all of our horses have had over the past 20 years, 90% of them probably have happened in the field. You find it when you come out in the morning. You know?
Yeah. And then that's when you go, seriously, why won't you tell me what you did? What did you do? Where'd you get hurt? And you never figure it out.
Right. They have this big hole, and you can't find what caused the hole. That was the most common.
So,
they had a puncture wound.
Yeah.
There was no nails. There was nothing. It was like, how did you do that?
Or they have a big cut, and so you look on the fence and every little anything that could have cut them for blood, and you never find anything. So the question of the day needs to be something, Jennifer, you're better at these, but something about how, you know, has your horse had a serious injury and how did they get it? Was it in the pasture? Was it in the stall? You know, I don't know. Most every time I've ever had a horse get hurt, it has been when I brought him. You bring him in and you see it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
But one of the things they did say, they give you some, this article that was also the study, gives you some ideas of kind of how to prevent major problems. And one of the things they say is to avoid changing the groups. Because every time you change the group in a pasture, you end up, you know, they have to fight for pecking order. So you've got that.
Absolutely. Anytime you change who's living with whom, that's always, yeah. Yeah, that's always
yeah.
Dicey.
And they say you can put some protective boots on the horses in the field to not wear back shoes for a while so they are less able to injure another horse. And also, they say, if you're going to provide hay or anything in the field for food, you really need to separate the horses, not just throw it in a big pile, because that's where they beat the heck out of each other. So there you go, pastures. That's where you're going to find your horse hurt.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. We have so many stories about that. Well, we're going to be coming up with our next guest, Carolyn Connolly from HRTV, here very shortly. But first, I need to tell you about our sponsor for today's show, and that is EasySignsOnline.com. With the Christmas season fast approaching, it's time to start planning a custom gift that will last for many years to come. Visit our friends at EasySignsOnline.com and browse their unique website to see their many custom sign options and styles. Their step-by-step sign ordering process allows you to choose only the sign options you want to see, and all the pricing up front. From horse farm entrance signs, vinyl banners, magnetic vehicle signs, and stall nameplates, and so much more. They ship to every state in the U.S., so take advantage of their limited-time holiday free shipping promotion today. Place your order early to allow plenty of time for Christmas delivery. Check out the website for details at easysignsonline.com or give them a call at 1-800-640-8180. And Jamie, I think our guest is ready.
All right. Well, to let everybody know about our guest, you know, when we talk a little bit about HRTV every week, it's because we're huge fans of the horse HRTV and all the different programs that we have. We just mentioned Horse and Country TV, which is does shows on there all the time. Well, we've got Carolyn Connolly from HRTV, and I'm sorry, this is awesome. On Thanksgiving, girls, what do? On Thanksgiving, we sit around We've gotten done with all the dishes. We've been serving everybody food. I mean, I know I've peeled all the potatoes.
And then you watch football with us?
Exactly. That's what we used to do. I'm going to tell you, Glenn, times are a-changing because Carolyn Conley is going to come on here and tell us girls what we can do other than sitting there watching stupid football game after football game and nobody cares about that. Oh, my God. So, Carolyn, what are we going to be watching this Thanksgiving?
Well, good morning, Jamie. It's nice to talk to you. And hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Do forgive me. I was raised by a Pac-10 football official's father, so I do have a little bit of loyalty to the college football on Thanksgiving. But that said, I always made time to ride my horse, too. And if that's not possible, you can tune in to eventing, dressage, show jumping, and carriage driving on HRTV on Thanksgiving evening.
I love it.
So you're doing carriage driving, too? See, now you caught my attention.
You're a carriage driving fan.
Yes.
Wonderful, yes. So we'll have the Aachen eventing at 6 o'clock Eastern. Then we'll move into the 2011 Aachen Dressage Competition. We'll also have the Hampton Classic showing back, something I personally participated in this year in terms of doing the reporting, and that was an absolute pleasure. We'll have the Hits 5 or Million. I hosted that show and had a ball doing it and watching some of the best show jumpers in the country competing here in the U.S. And then we'll have carriage driving from Aachen, the Hampton Classic replaying, more Pfizer Million, and then more opportunity for carriage driving from Aachen. So it's an action-packed equestrian evening on Thanksgiving.
Now, just because I want to make this clear, this is not going to be on, you know, ABC, NBC. It's HRTV. Tell everybody where they can find HRTV, and if they don't have it on their TV, how they can get it online.
Well, you may have it if you have particular cable outlets around the country, but we do air our programming on Dish. Also, you can go to HRTV.com and catch HRTV live 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, and you can set up an account and watch HRTV to your heart's content.
Okay, so if you don't have Dish, or look for it on your cable provider, your television provider, and then if you don't have it, like me, you go to HRTV.com, and it is definitely worth signing up for because, my gosh, you guys have the best shows and the best coverage, and I love the fact that y'all have expanded so much to kind of horseback riding and every discipline as opposed to just racing, because that is what you guys started out as. And you've opened the doors now to so many horse sports. And this is just such a great idea because, my God, us women, we except for you, Carolyn, because you like the football. I, however, would love to go sit in the other room and watch the online. So I don't have to watch any more dang games.
Well, you can actually be in the same room with your headphones on your computer, so you can still be sort of present and yet in your own little world, so it all works out perfectly.
Great idea. It's like spending time with the fan. Hey, guys, I'm going to spend time with you. Don't talk to me. Now, Carolyn.
You show up, right? But you don't have to deal with the in-laws.
Oh, God. Well, he's coming to my house this year. I will definitely want to know what HRTV is playing on Christmas, because that's when I'm at the in-laws. So we'll have to get together on that one.
Absolutely. We've started preparing our Christmas programming already. So let's definitely touch base in a few weeks.
All right, please, let's do. So, Carolyn, you know, we found out that you work for HRTV and that you were going to come on and talk to us a little bit about, you know, the programming for Thanksgiving so women have an option of what else to watch, and guys who don't like football. And so what we did then was we just decided to find out a little bit more about you. And you are a rider. You have worked at the track. Tell everybody a little bit about your history.
Yes. Well, I grew up in a big family, and I found out about horses, and I sort of went off in my own direction, and I evented as a kid. I did a little bit of show jumping, hunter jumpers, but primarily eventing. And then in high school, I started to work at the racetrack as a groom up in Spokane, Washington, because you actually received a paycheck at the end of the week and still got to be around the horses. So what could be better, right? And then I started exercising horses, breaking colts in Seattle for the track and galloping horses on the racetrack there. And a year later, I packed up and drove to Southern California. And my first job at Santa Anita Park was with the legendary Charlie Whittingham. I was an exercise rider for him. And then I worked for Hall of Famers Bobby Frankel, Richard Mandela, Dwayne Lucas, and recent Breeders' Cup winner Bill Spahr with his horse in sprint this year. So I had a good 10 years of exercising racehorses, which to me was just so exciting because they'd lead these million-dollar horses out one after another with these incredible pedigrees. And I'd hop on and take them out for their morning training. And, you know, you really are working toward a goal and you're teaching them every day. And, you know, there's so much satisfaction in that. And you watch the sun come up here at Santa Anita Park every morning. And it's a real sense of camaraderie out there on the racetrack with the other exercise riders. It's a great way to make a living.
Great way to make a living. I agree. Dangerous, yes. But that's just part of it. And you sound like you don't care.
Thrilling.
You're an event or two.
Yeah, thrilling. And so I was able to take all that experience and bring that forward in my television career. And we, like I said, our roots are in racing at HRTV, but now we've had this opportunity to expand into the equestrian world, which is fun for me because that's where it all started for me. But I've been told that you know of my horse, Sea Fortune. And he is my current project. I ride him at a local stable called Flint Ridge Riding Club. It's an old riding club here in Southern California. Jimmy Williams used to train there years ago. And he ran in the 2008 Kentucky Derby. And his sire is a horse named Siphon, a big Brazilian stallion that I used to exercise at the track. So when Z Fortune came along and was racing, I followed his career pretty closely and got to know his owners, Ahmed Zayat and his family. And then when he came up for adoption with new vocations, it was a perfect match.
Oh, that is so great. Okay, so you rode his daddy, and you say that he was one of the favorite horses and the most powerful horse you ever galloped. Tell us a little bit about Siphon.
Yeah, Siphon was this big, mean Brazilian stallion. He was imported after a sensational two-year-old year in Brazil and brought to the U.S. And I met Siphon at Del Mar when I was down there galloping horses for Richard Mandela. I started out tack walking him in the barn because he was just coming back and getting into shape again. And tack walking is when you hop on the horse and ride him around the shed row for half an hour a day. So I started doing that, then take him out to the track and trot him a mile for a couple of weeks. And then we started galloping and getting him fit to race again. And he was so huge and powerful and had such a thick neck that you really couldn't tell him what to do. My approach with him was, sir, if you don't mind, would you please start slowing down now? You know, but yet every ounce of my physical strength was involved. You know, I'd be completely out of breath by the end, but you still had to make sure you didn't demand from this horse because otherwise he'd run off and be gone. And not many people got along with him, but I respected him and absolutely loved him. And he went on to win the Santa Anita Handicap and the Hollywood Gold Cup and other big races here in Southern California. He raced in Dubai, was second in the Dubai World Cup. And I galloped him briefly at the beginning of his career, you know, for a few months, and he just made such a huge impression on me. So Z Fortune has that bulk and size of his father. He has this look of a warm blood, really, but he's thoroughbred. People always think he's a warm blood, which is kind of fun. And Siphon, I galloped him in New York at Belmont Park for a stake that he won there, and he was mean. That's the thing about him. You felt safer on him than next to him, and I would never go in his stall. I would always leave that to the groom.
No kidding. Yeah, I love that. I read that. It says, if you enter his stall, it was to risk your life. You always felt safer on his back.
And even his trainer said, you know, he went in there once to feel his legs without the groom, and he looked up, and Siphon was staring down at him with these shark-like eyes, and he's like, I never went back in there again without his groom. So,
my gosh. Those guys, talk about a tough job. I mean, riding them is tough, but being a groom on the track is, you risk your life every moment.
Yeah, it's tight quarters in those stalls, but, you know, you develop mutual respect for the horses, and it's a good relationship, so.
Well, I am so glad that you gave a second career to an off-the-track thoroughbred. You and I have a similar history, and I have an off-the-track thoroughbred now and just absolutely adore him and love the fact that you got him from New Vocations, because I think that's a great organization. And we do appreciate you being on. Glenn, I think Glenn had to ask you a question as well.
Okay.
I thought, you know, we have somebody that knows about racing. She's on from HRTV, so I have to ask the question that's on everybody's mind right now, and I noticed that HRTV also has a blog section. They have many bloggers that write on there, and I was reading a couple of the blogs. Last year it was kind of a given. You know, everybody was hoping that there'd be a certain horse that would win Horse of the Year, and this year it's kind of up in the air because, you know, the Breeders' Cup wasn't clear, and everybody thought the Breeders' Cup was going to really bring us a Horse of the Year, and I don't think it did that. So do you have an opinion on Horse of the Year?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was having this conversation with John White on the air yesterday, and, you know, while many see the picture as very muddled and unclear with horses like Game On Dude and Acclamation near the top of the list, he pointed out, and I
have
to agree with him, Have to Grace. She has separated herself, winning the Woodward in New York at Saratoga. And she put together 3 grade ones this year and 5 graded stakes wins. Now, Acclamation won 3 grade ones as well, but there's typically a bit of a East Coast bias in these matters. I think it'd be easy to overlook her because we've had 2 female horses of the year in the past 2 years with Rachel Alexandra and Zenyatta, but I do believe she deserves it. Have to Grace.
3 people.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. I know Jamie will be having celebrations that day if we see 3 years in a row.
I love it, Jamie. Yeah, it's girl power definitely lately in thoroughbred racing. We've had so many talented females.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Without a doubt. And I just saw that Frankel won European Horse of the Year as opposed to Goldakova, but, you know, I don't think anybody was going to question that one.
Yeah, the Cartier Horse of the Year, Frankel, is just a phenomenon, and he's named for, you know, the legendary Bobby Frankel, who had this ability to see horses that no one else did. He could detect an injury just with a glance, and something that hadn't even developed yet, really. And he was just this remarkable trainer that passed away a couple of years ago. So it's wonderful that we have a horse named, you know, in his honor.
Yeah, that's doing so incredibly well. So, well, listen, we are definitely excited, or at least I am. Glenn might not be. He wants to watch football probably. But I'm excited about going to HRTV on Thanksgiving night, 6 p.m. Eastern. Again, you got every kind of horse show that anybody could want just throughout the evening. So please, everybody, check it out on HRTV and their website, hrtv.com.
And remember, we have full cards from Calder Racetrack, Aqueduct, Churchill Downs, home of the Kentucky Derby, Laurel, opening day at the fairgrounds down in New Orleans, and Golden Gate Fields in California. Those are happening all day long on Thanksgiving, so you can get your fill of racing, too.
Perfect, perfect. Well, Carolyn Conley, thank you so much for being on the show. We hope you'll come back and talk racing with us again.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Glenn.
All right. Thanks, Carolyn. Well, thank you, Carolyn, and I have a couple quick stories before we get to our song here that I wanted to share with you, and that was, remember, Jamie, we talked about yesterday how they rescued 4 out of those 5 horses that turned up missing from the Southern Arkansas University stables. They found them. Well, they did find them. We had a question about how they found them. Well, apparently they got a call from the sheriff's department that they had located 4 horses in the wooded area, near Tom, Oklahoma. So this was not even in Arkansas. This was in Oklahoma that they found the horses. And when they found them, to answer your question, is they were not all just running loose. They were actually in tied to trees. They were each tied to an individual tree.
They
apparently had not been watered, and you know they had not been fed, and they're all doing pretty well. They needed some TLC, and then one of them went to the vet hospital. But it makes you wonder, and this was not said in the press conference that I found, is I'm wondering if the fifth one, the one that was still missing, actually got loose from the tree and took off. And that's what kind of makes me wonder is if they tied them all to trees, figuring they'd come back and get them later. And then if that fifth one just didn't get loose and take off, I don't know. But
horses usually, you know, they're not going to leave their group, you know.
That's true. Unless they were hungry or thirsty, you know, then he might venture off on his own. I don't know. But the missing horse, the one that's still missing, his name is Credit Card. And he's a 15-year-old sorrel gelding. So they're still looking for that one. They did recover some of the saddles and blankets and tack and all that stuff and the trailer. They recovered that as well. So we got 4/5 of good news out of that story. And then, we've been talking a lot in the last couple of weeks about the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair that happened up there in Canada just last week. They have decided now to, in honor of Hickstead, to name one of the shows that they do at the Royal Winter Fair in honor of Hickstead. So what it's going to be is, I'm trying to find it here in the story, it's going to be the Hickstead World Cup Grand Prix. That's in honor of
awesome.
Hickstead, and that'll stay that way from now until forever. It's not just a temporary thing, but they're renaming it permanently in honor of Hickstead, which I think is kind of neat.
Is that the class that he collapsed when he was being ridden in it?
No, he was actually overseas. I think he was in Europe at the time when that happened.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Okay, so not the same show, not the same class, but great that they named him.
Right.
Another question I have is back to the story about the stolen horses. Do the police have any suspects, or do they have any idea?
They did say that they have some suspects. They wouldn't. I don't think they identified who, but they had some suspects in the case, and they're trying to find them. They haven't released the names, but they're trying to locate them now.
The pictures of these horses, you can just tell they're like emaciated and dehydrated. You can see their ribs are all tucked up, and they look pretty bad. But oh my gosh, I hope that other horse got away and is going to be found soon. Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah, I hope so too. All right, we are going to be back with our song, but first we need to talk about our sponsor for this half hour, and that's NupaFeed. So take a listen to this.
NupaFeed superior supplements, taking performance to the next level. Does your horse lack focus and willingness to work? Is he or she spooky or nervous when you show or travel poorly? NupaFeed Magnesium Supplement for Horses is your solution for superior calming and focus. NupaFeed products are of the highest grade produced by a human pharmaceutical company, Verle Farm in Germany. NupaFeed supplements are now available for dogs at NupaFeeddog.com. Find us online at NupaFeedUSA.com or by phone at 941-921-1764.
So that's NupaFeed, and you can find them at NupaFeedUSA.com. That's NupaFeedUSA.com. Well, I think we have a caller on here, so let's see who we have on here. And is this Darcy?
No, it's Marcy.
Oh, well, hi, Marcy. How are you?
Huh?
I said, how you doing?
I'm good. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Wow, I'm a big fan. I can't believe I'm on the air.
So what's going on?
Well, I just want to know if I could request a song today.
Well, it's been song requesting week, so why not?
All right.
I didn't know we did requests, but apparently this week we're making an exception.
Well, I called in and I could request a song.
Okay. So what are you requesting? Are you there?
She said Barn Cat. Her phone, her call dropped.
Oh, she wanted to request Barn Cat?
Barn Cat.
Why?
Okay,
Do we know?
Time out. Why is your barn manager prank calling us?
Well, see, it appears that Jamie tried to get me in some trouble earlier on Facebook. And what happened was our barn manager, whose name is really Darcy, so she was prank calling, said that she had some cats that were available, little kittens, and you wrote on her Facebook page that you thought that she should just take one over to my house and drop it off here.
No. I told her I told her that she needs to walk up to you and hand you a kitten and tell you that it was from me.
Isn't that the same difference?
That would have been awesome.
Well, see, Darcy knows that Jennifer, I would probably take the kitten, but Jennifer would never allow a second cat in the house. Right, Darcy?
Oh, no, I have six, but you can't have two.
Well, and then she knows how much you absolutely love the song from our friend over there, Marianne Kennedy. You absolutely love the song Barn Cat, so we thought we would share that with you today, seeing we're taking special requests this week. Yeah.
Seriously? That's not what you have listed that you were going to play?
Just for you, Jamie. Thank you, Darcy.
Give him that kitten, Darcy.
I'm a barn cat, not an alley cat.
I gotta go.
Or a house cat. I don't sit in laps. I got a real job. I catch mice. It's a tough life.
I'm a boy.
Okay. That's Marianne Kennedy. Horses in the Morning today, brought to you by EasySignsOnline.com. Is that correct today? Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a little flustered because the funniest thing I've ever seen has been posted on our Facebook page. I just hit refresh.
I had nothing to do with it. I want to clarify that right now. I just saw it too.
I must know who this is. I mean, I have to know. The there's a post on our Facebook page that says, "We are watching you." And the post was made by the Fair Treatment of Gopher Coalition. The picture is a bunch of squirrels and gophers. I don't know what those are, but they're all, like, standing next to each other with their arms crossed.
I think they have you pegged. It looks like the gopher. You know what's going to happen? There's going to be emails going out. It's just like, you know how they're having a big march there in New York City today in Wall Street? There's going to be a march on your flyover farm. The gophers are going to come from all over the country, and they're going to take over.
They already did.
You know, I wonder, I kind of see Alan written all over this. Do you think he would take the time to actually put a page together for the Fair Treatment of Gophers Coalition?
Oh, my God. I think this is – and then put a profile picture of squirrels. Great job, Alan. And the fact that it says we are watching you. Whoever it was.
Hey, Teresa. Teresa Grant, thank you, or welcome back to the show. Apparently she was having computer issues, couldn't listen, and she's back to listening again. So hello to Teresa. And I think that, I'm sorry, that's the Fair Treatment of Gophers Coalition.
Oh, my God.
That is funny. And how long will we know till your gopher exterminator is doing his job anyway? We have to wait a little while, don't we?
Well, I got to tell you that Chad and I walked the property yesterday and we're like, oh, my gosh, okay, let's see. Are the gopher holes, like, – because they make new ones, new mounds all the time. So I go to look, and we have, like, 12 new mounds. But maybe they just haven't gotten their due process yet. Maybe they haven't found the intersection where the poison is. So it's going to happen, and I will keep paying this guy to come back until it is solved.
Gwen Forrester just posted, just wait till PETA sees this. Then you're going to have PETA on your case, too. They'll be demonstrating in front of your house. Hey, Jamie, Darcy's back on the line here. I think we established a better connection with her because I did want to tell her something very serious. Darcy, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I just wanted to congratulate you because Darcy is now the newest coach and director of the brand new Transylvania University Equestrian Team here in Lexington, Kentucky. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm pretty excited.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
And your farm is
going to
be the official farm, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is. So it's a big deal, and I'm just kind of diving in and hoping that it goes well.
And it's a brand new program, Jamie. So she not only has the challenge of you know, taking over a program, but actually starting a program. So that's a whole different ball of wax than taking one over that's already been started. And it's going to be a which league are you going to be in?
Yesterday.
I'm on the radio.
Oh,
can I call you in a minute?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. Hey.
Which league are you going to be in, Darcy?
What's that?
Which league are you going to be part of?
The hunt seat for the intercollegiate team.
Okay. Yeah, I was curious because it's a couple different leagues. So,
yeah, we're in the
all right, Darcy.
Of putting the team together. So.
Well, good luck with it all. Keep us informed. Let us know how it's going. And congratulations again.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Good luck.
All right, bye-bye. And we have another caller on the line here who I think we recognize this name. It's Frankie Lovato. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Jamie. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Frankie.
We're doing good.
Hey, I like that Barn Cat song. I didn't think there would be any way I would like a song named Barn Cat, and I loved it. So Bravo.
Oh, see, Frankie has good taste.
Frankie, are you drinking already this morning?
How can you? You can't see me, can you? This is radio.
I know I am. That's what I was asking.
No, I'm not drinking yet.
So what's up, Frankie?
Oh, well, I wanted to call in. I heard the Barn Cat song, and then I was listening to some of the other parts of the show and HRTV and stuff, and I just wanted to say hello, Glenn, and you know, I miss you guys.
Oh, thank you. We haven't talked to you since the Breeders' Cup, I don't think.
That's correct. You guys had me and Richie Migliori on, and we talked about, which by the way, Amazombie was one of the horses that the only one I remember that I mentioned that actually won. Of course, all the ones I mentioned that lost, I don't remember, don't recall any of that. But the Amazombie part was...
Hold on. Okay, let me go back and look here, because, Frankie, I don't remember Amazombie being picked by you at all, and we can check the tape. I do remember Miss Aurelia and Royal Delta being chosen, and those were the only winners. But I will tell you that on this piece of paper right here, there is no Amazombie.
Really? we have our own little radio show called Jockey World Radio, and we had Mike Smith on, and maybe I twisted the story around, because it was Mike that said that he thought he had a real good chance with that horse. So maybe
hey,
it was Mike.
You know what? If you place the bet for him, then you get the money, right?
That's right.
There you go.
And which I don't bet, so. So I totally
lost. He did have a pretty good day, though. Mike did all right that day. Have you talked to him since then?
No. And now I'll leave him alone for a while. You know, he's easy to talk to. He's easy to talk to. His head gets smaller, as you know, when things aren't going well. But when he wins a couple of big ones, it's hard to get a phone call in. So I'll leave him alone. I'm teasing, because Mike's a great guy. He's a really good friend, and I love him dearly. He's as grounded as can be.
That you knew them pretty well, and you knew Chantel Sutherland too. So it must have been interesting for you to see Mike beat Chantel there at the end of that one race.
You know, last year's Breeders' Cup with Zenyatta, and I wrote this, and I probably quoted it a million times, but I literally got chills, you know, as she neared the 16th pole and heading to the finish line. Though she didn't win, it was probably the most exciting feeling, and being horse racing my whole life, that those last final strides was like, wow. And I almost got the same feeling, being that it was Chantel, and I thought that she was home free, and I thought that she was going to get there. And then out of the clouds there in the corner, I went, oh, my God. I knew it was Mike right away because of the silks being white, and I could recognize his riding pretty quick. And I was like, oh, my God, he's flying. And I got that same feeling again. So maybe it's just Mike Smith. Maybe it wasn't Zenyatta or anything. Maybe I just have a thing for Mike Smith. But it was definitely wow. And, you know, of course, we wish that it was a dead heat, you know, but they're still great friends, and I know the whole world wished they'd stayed together, and I've seen some quotes that are actually kind of hilarious, that people, like, were being mean to Mike because he beat Chantel and stuff, and hey, you know, we're all professionals here, and Chantel is as professional as anyone, so it's part of the game, you know?
Yeah, but we live in a world, Frankie, of Hollywood and all that kind of fun stuff, and we like making drama. So, of course, we're going to make more drama out of it. I can't believe that he didn't win on Zenyatta, and then he goes and beats her. Yeah, I'm mad at him right now.
You know what? You're right.
Thank
I can't
you.
Believe he
okay.
did that to her. After
yeah,
all
I cannot
said,
believe.
I
Thank
cannot
you.
Believe. That's just such a man.
He is such a guy. Thank you, Frankie. Speaking of chicks that are awesome, because Chantel's awesome and he is a jerk for beating her, let's talk a little Julie Crone. She actually did something pretty spectacular. Tell everybody about what she just did.
Well, she was there was a big event over in the UK where that was I can't remember the exact name of it, but it was like a retired riders challenge of like the champion riders, and most of them, well, all of them were from the UK, and she was invited to go over there and participate, and she was the only American rider. It was a Legends race. That's what they called it.
Yeah.
And she hadn't ridden. Well, she retired shortly after. I think I'm not going to remember the year, but she won the Breeders' Cup, and I think it was around 2004-ish, and she retired about the same time I did. And she did. There was another Legends race that she participated in, but she put herself back in training. She agreed to do this, and she was getting on horses every morning there at Del Mar and Santa Anita, and she got herself ready, and she went over there, and she won that son of a gun. And it was the neatest thing in the world, and I couldn't have been more proud of her. But, yeah, it was very, very special.
Oh, I think it's awesome, and especially, you know, her history. She retired in 99 for the first time, but she's much like Brett Favre when she came out of retirement a couple times. And then the last time that she retired, it was because she actually fractured her back. She broke her freaking back and then got up on this horse and ran in the Legends race and won the whole thing. I mean, just awesome. Awesome
yeah.
story about her. She is just truly a living legend. So now they're saying that she now has 3,704 wins. And apparently, oh, that was her 3,705th win with the Living Legends race. And this is hilarious. She, to be in this race, she turned down Survivor. They asked
yeah.
her to be on Survivor.
Well, you know, it's kind of the kind of thing that if you had a choice, Jamie, between, let's say, going to the barn or going to dinner, you would probably want to. She's a barn girl.
Yeah.
Horses. She's going to take horses.
Yeah, okay, so I have a choice. I can go ride in a race in something I thoroughly enjoy to do or go eat maggots in some third world country. I think I'd take a race.
With no horses. I mean, maybe if it had horses, it would have been a tougher decision. But this girl lives, eats, and breathes horses. That's all she is. I'm surprised she doesn't have a tail. I mean, she lives it. She always has, and she always will.
So I guess, Frankie, what you're saying.
Add her to the list. I was just going to tell Jennifer to add her to the list of people we need to get on the show for sure.
Yeah,
she's tough to catch. I'll tell you that. But when you do, you'll get 100%. She's I wanted to mention that the race, we have it posted on the homepage at jockeyworld.net if they want to see the race where Julie Crone won over there in the UK. We put a little special spot there for her in case anybody wanted to see it. So. But yeah,
definitely. Cool. Yeah, and I must say that, you know, I guess going back to the Survivor thing, the only way that I think that she would be on Survivor is if they held it on, like, maybe the Shetland Islands.
<That'd> there be, you like, go. Exactly.
It's the greatest idea ever. I mean, they're perfect size for her. Hello.
Oh, gosh.
Love it.
She is amazing. She is amazing.
Yeah, she is.
4'11", I mean, maybe 4'10 and a half. Squeaky little blonde that's as tough as nails. I mean, she's a lion inside of a little girl body. So
awesome.
Okay, and Frankie, we're actually going out with our adopted bug tonight to dinner. We're Callie. Everybody who listens to the show regularly knows we've been keeping an eye on Callie, who's at the jockey school down here in Lexington.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we're going out to dinner with her tonight because she's heading down to Florida. Who's she working with, Jamie? Do you remember?
Some guy named Todd Pletcher.
Oh
yeah. She's working with Todd. Yeah, she's riding for Todd, so she's going to be leaving here shortly. So we're doing that. And
that's
I
great.
Also noticed on your website when I was over there that you have a special going on for equisizers right now for the holidays.
Yeah, well, thanks for mentioning, Glenn. Many of your listeners may know that I created the Equisizer, and we are now in partnership with Jane Savoy, one of the top dressage clinicians in the world, and the company is offering a special of free shipping by November 30th for anybody that wanted to order an Equisizer, which is very cool because these are the kind of things that's great about being a company where me and Sandy ran this business for so many years you know, I got my little shop here, and it's very cute and quaint. And but the Equisizers are still as beautiful. I'm still making them, but they're doing this special offer to our Equisizer fans. So, you know, I hope people can take advantage of it. Free shipping.
Well, that's terrific. Cool. And on an Equisizer, that means a lot because it doesn't come in a small post office box.
Right, it's not envelope size. Though surprisingly, it's a $420 value is what it comes out to, which is huge. Yeah. But when you think about it, the size of the package, it's an equisizer. I mean, it's a mechanical horse that's used in your living room. So we're shipping them all over the world. So the freight is an issue, and we're just hoping that something like this will inspire people to take another look at the equisizer and consider ordering. Good stuff.
And Frankie, you can go ahead and tell everybody. I'm not shy about it. You can tell everybody who had the most natural seat you've ever seen sit on one of your equisizers. Go ahead. It's okay.
Hey, you know, Julie Crone can really ride one of those things.
You were supposed to say me, Frankie. I set you up so perfectly.
I know, but... Right. No, actually, Glenn, we got some fantastic pictures with you styling wonderfully on the equisizer. So
yeah,
we have proof. Sure. We have proof it happened.
I'm probably on his website somewhere looking terrible on the equisizer. I'm probably on there. Well, thank you, Frankie. We appreciate you calling in, and you have a great Thanksgiving, and you make sure you go out there and give that little cute pony yours some extra vittles on Thanksgiving. I don't care what your wife says.
That's right. She said, just give him a half a flake of hay today, and I said, sure, and I winked. So.
Did you give him a flake? Did you give him a whole flake?
I did.
He's starving.
Force feeding that poor little pony.
Sticking together for the benefit of our fat pony.
He's got the saddest
eyes.
Thank
you, Frankie.
Okay, guys, have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for everything. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. He's got the saddest eyes. Oh, come on.
We're just, you know, us here in Man Nation, we're just great big softies. We really are.
Well, I would like to point out that the Fair Treatment of Gophers Coalition continues its assault on me. Here on the Horses in the Morning Facebook page, the Fair Treatment of Gophers not only has said, we are watching you, in all caps, by the way, so they're yelling at me. They also have said that they would like, set my people free.
Well, you know what? I think if the Fair Treatment of Gophers Coalition was truly dedicated to their cause, they would call us at 347-637-328 because we would make history as the first ones to talk to gophers on the air. I think if they were truly dedicated to their cause, they would give us a call. Hey, and one other thing I want to mention, too, before tomorrow is it's really bad ads time, everybody. Get your really bad ads in. You have today to get them in yet. Send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. You're going to get a Redmond Rock holiday sampler pack from a Redmond Rock company. Our horses, Beaker, loves Redmond Rock. Every horse at our farm loves Redmond Rock. Jamie's horses love Redmond Rocks. They have 80 different minerals in these. It isn't just the salt brick. It's a mineral. It's really a mineral supplement that you can give them in form of a rock. It's shaped like a rock. You'll see them at your local dealers, at your feed dealers, at tack shops everywhere. So definitely check out Redmond Rock, and you're going to get a sampler pack of the human rock, the salts for the mineral rocks for the horses. You're just going to get a whole big package of it. So if you're the winner tomorrow and really bad ads, you get the Redmond Rock Holiday Gift Pack. And it is time now because you didn't let me do the crappy list I had yesterday, so I have another crappy list for today because you wouldn't let me do crappy list Wednesday, so now I'm going to do crappy list Thursday. These are horse quotes that some of you may have heard before and some you may not have heard before. And some of them you didn't even know who said them. But some of them are kind of good, so I thought it was okay. Anyway, it is horse quotes. Here's some of them from Alec. Alec Isignolis says, a camel is a horse designed by a committee. And apparently I'm going to be riding a camel in the Norco holiday parade from what we learned yesterday.
Yay.
Thomas Fuller says, a good horse should be seldom spurred. And I'm going to add to that quote because I think that's a terrific quote. A good horse should be seldom spurred except by a persuader. There you go. Free plug for this persuader. Ian Fleming said, a horse is dangerous at both ends and uncomfortable in the middle. And I could not agree with that one more. That's why you drive them.
Uh-huh. I think you're still at one end of them when you're driving, Glenn.
Oh, that's true, but there's actually things in between me and the horse. Pam Brown says, a horse is the projection of people's dreams about themselves. Strong, powerful, beautiful, and has the capacity of giving us escape from our mundane existence. You have to agree with that one, or you wouldn't own horses, Jamie.
Hold on. Now, that means that I project myself to be strong, powerful, and beautiful, and that my horse projects that? Okay, my horse is mean. He is a little bit lame sometimes, and he is a little bit homely at times as well. So I don't think that I'm projecting strong, powerful, and beautiful. I'm projecting grumpy. I'm projecting lame. I'm projecting, yeah, wild. Yeah, there you go.
Hey,
that's
Jamie, I work with you every morning, and that statement you just made is true sometimes. And the next quote is from Ovid, who, I don't even know who Ovid is, says, a horse never runs so fast as when he has other horses to catch up and outpace. And that's true. That is true. My greyhound's the same way. Hey, by the way, we're taking Glory to a greyhound fun run this weekend. She actually gets to go run with her own kind with some dogs that might be able to keep up. Groucho Marx said, alimony is like buying hay for a dead horse. Think about that one.
Daniel, and hold on, Glenn.
Daniel. Yes?
Ready?
Oh, we had a Glory story update. I forgot to play.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Carry on.
Daniel Boone said, all you need for happiness is a good gun, a good horse, and a good wife. Or you could change that in Tammy's case to all you need for happiness is a good gun and a good horse and forget the husband. So
shoot the husband.
That's right. Hannah Art said, we said this one earlier. I won't repeat it because it makes you mad. Roger Kahn said, horse racing is animated roulette. And that is true when you think about it, because you and I did so well picking the winners of the Breeders' Cup this year.
Yeah, listen, if Frankie Lovato calling in saying he picked the biggest long shot of the day, Amber Zombie, you are lying. I will go back and listen to that show. Mm-hmm.
I think he was getting his radio show confused with ours.
I think so.
W.C. Fields. You know who W.C. Fields is, right?
Yes.
Old, yeah. Horse sense is the thing a horse has which keeps it from betting on people.
Brilliant.
I think that was
brilliant.
Good. Henny Youngman, old comedian, said, I played a great horse yesterday. It took 7 horses to beat him.
That is what I bet on. I'm like, oh, my God, he was so fast that it took, like, 9 horses to get in front of him. Yeah.
Jeffrey Bernard said, one way to stop a runaway horse is to bet on him. In our case, that's true, too. And Henny Youngman, the last one of the day, and I'm sure you're happy about that. Henny Youngman said, the horse I bet on was so slow, the jockey kept a diary of the trip. So there you go. There's our my quote. Thank you for letting me get my crappy list in this week. I appreciate it.
That was not a top 10 list. That was just quotes. That doesn't count. I want a better top 10 list.
It was the top 10 horse quotes that I could find.
Okay. Sure, whatever. Sound like there's more than 10.
Talking about the calendar now that was done by the Leeds University Equestrian Society, because right below my quotes is all the pictures that are from the calendar, and I just want to remind everybody that if you missed the beginning of the show, the Leeds University's Equestrian Society put together a very wonderful calendar that you're going to want hanging on your wall, and this goes out to specifically my members of the Man Nation here on Horses in the Morning. Your wives probably aren't going to want to see this one hanging in the kitchen, so put this in the den or wherever you hang out, because this is an absolutely wonderful calendar. Order it from England. It'll be worth the shipping. Just say.
Before we go.
Hey, Jennifer, have the gophers called yet?
The fair treatment of Gophers Coalition continues its assault yet again, and Susan Nelson is not helping. She says that they need to do a gopher version of Occupy Flyover Farm. They already did! And then the fair treatment of Gophers Coalition wrote back. It says, be fair, share the air. You're going down, Gophers!
Well, they got your number. I think that I think you're going to have to look out here. I think the Gophers have your number, and I'm trying to find out who. There's only two people that like Gophers, by the way. Did you notice that?
Who are those
and
two people?
I don't. I can't tell. I'm on their page, and it says what in the about section. It says we are all about the protection of the welfare and character of the most noble of animals, the gopher. And then I love how they spelled gopher wrong. They spelled it.
They did.
G-O-H-E-R.
It is E-R. It is E-R.
No, but they spelled it G-O-H-E-R. It's G-O-P-H-E-R.
Oh.
This is so hurt.
Okay, I'm going to have to like this page so I can spy on them and find out more about them, the protection and welfare of, you know, welfare and character. That's because this was written very quickly this morning. The most noble of all animals, the gopher? Are you kidding me?
Did you see Teresa Grant got into it and did you see what she posted?
I did not.
Oh, yeah. She posted, let's play Whack a Gopher.
I love that game. Love that game. I'm in. Let's do it.
All right, everybody. All right. We have to go. Don't forget to get your ads in for tomorrow. Send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com with really bad ads in the subject line. And will you win yourself a gift pack from Redmond Rock. Get those
Absolutely. In. Everybody, thank you for joining us. Thanks for our new sponsor coming on, findajudge.com. Thank you for chiming in again as well, and HRTV for being a part of our show. Everybody have a wonderful day. Please spay, neuter, and geld.
And thank you to Darcy for requesting Jamie's favorite song, which I should play again, but I'm not going to because she'll quit and we'll come back tomorrow, so we'll just play this. Hey, short nose rain in that lesson tomorrow. Short nose rain. Clear?
It wasn't Paco Fino.
That's tomorrow.